Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Friday, November the 19th, 2021. I am Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight, we are looking at the fourth anniversary of the military coup that toppled the late former president, Robert Gabriel Mugabe. But first, a quick look at the COVID statistics.
Yes, the Minister of Health yesterday announced that 36 new cases were recorded and there were zero deaths in the whole country. And for those who went for their vaccinations yesterday, 35,436 people got their first jab. That's the first dose. And the another 7,117 got their second. And for the accumulative numbers, 3,582,402 people have so far gotten their first jabs, while 2,775,175 got their second jab. And for those that were found with the virus yesterday or the disease yesterday, these are some of the cases that were detected in schools. In Matinoth, 7, Mashaland East, 6, and Mashingo, 5. These are cases at schools. Ntunga.
Yes, Koma Jay, we have spoken to the Minister of Health in the last few days about the spread of COVID-19 in schools. And I remember, I think it's you who did an interview with Tonga Nandoro, and you were saying they are not concerned. In other words, he says they've managed to contain the spread of COVID-19 in schools. But like you are saying, we are seeing 18 people from various schools in Matabelele and Mashonaland East and Maswingo tested positive for the respiratory virus yesterday. But again, Mr. Ndoro said, the spread seems to be slowing down in schools. It's not a cause for alarm right now, Jonga. Although these infections are being recorded on a daily basis, they are very minimal.
Ndizvozvo Ntunga. Nhasi vateereri musi wechishanu November kana kuti mbudzi 19 2021, imuchirongwa tiri kutarisa nyaya mbiri, yekutanga yedenda reCOVID-19, yepiri iri nyaya yemakore mana kuasvitswa mushure mekubviswa kuhurumende vaive mutungamiri wenyika nguva iyoyo vaRobert Mugabe. Tiri kutarisa panyaya yeCOVID-19 kuti vanhu makumi matatu nevatanhu 36 vakawanikwa vaine COVID nezuro, asi hapana munhu akashaya. Tiri kuonawo nyaya yekuti vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga vadarika mamiriyoni atingati 3.5 miliyoni. Kwoita vabayiwa nhomba yepiri vadarika 2.7. Asi hurumende yakavimbisa Ntunga kuti iri kuda kubaya vanhu 10 million kana kuti zvikamu makumi matanhatu kubva muzana panopera gore rino. Saka tinotarisira kuti kwasara mwedzi nemazuva angaita gumi, handizivo kuti zvichabatika here izvozvo, Ntunga.
Ongo, Mgoma, lingaba lichona njani emakhaya zulukandaba si kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk, singumsakazo we-Studio 7. Lamhlanje udaba lomqoka esesike saluphatha kuliviki njalo ngole-anniversary yokugenqulwa kukamuyi umnumzana Robert Mugabe libutho embusweni 4 years ago. Liyazi ukubana kwenzakala mhla ka-17 kulinyanga ngo-2017. Lapho ibutho elangena khona kuhulumende lamdiliza lathatha ZBC lahlutuna lathi hayi uMugabe ugonjolozelwe izigebengu, ngakho likubone kufanele ukuthi lithi step in ililungisise konke lomnotho omgabe aye eceleni lo hulumende wakhe. Umbuzo omkhulu ngothi kambe kukhona sokutshintshile yini isithembiso zikamongameli Mnangagwa zonke azenzayo usezifezile na? Abanye bathi yebo kunjalo ikakhulu abezanu, kodwa abanye abamabandla aphikisayo bathi cha, akula lutho oluhambayo. Singangeni kulolo daba though isikhangele amanani omkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Izolo akekho obulawe yilo mkhuhlane, kodwa kulaba ngu-36 amashumi amathathu lasithupha abatholakale belomkhuhlane lo. Of abantu labo abangu-18 ngababanjelwa umkhuhlane ezikolo esemathebeleleni North, abangu-7 abangu-6 eMashonaland East, kuthi emaswingo bahlanu bangu-5 abahlatshwe ijekiseni yokuvikela lo mkhuhlane izolo bangu-35,436. Kuthi abahlatshwe esibili bangu-7,117. Yizo ke ezalamhlanje nge-COVID-19. Singene ke kudaba lwethu olumqoka olwekhu kumbe ukugenqulwa kukamgabe okwenza kwangena ubaba Mnangagwa 4 years ago.
Thank you so much, Ntunga. For our guest today, we have Dr. Matthew Nyashanu, who is at Nottingham Trent University in Britain. And we also have Mr. Tawanda Dzokora, MDC Alliance North America Chairman. And we are also expecting Dr. Simba Mavaza, ZANU-PF member in United Kingdom. But first, we go to Dr. Nyashanu. Dr. Nyashanu, your take on the decline in COVID cases and deaths in Zimbabwe.
Yes, as we said earlier on this program, that the Zimbabwe public health system is not so robust that we can actually rely on it. It is very important that we treat these figures that they are giving out with also a lot of caution against a backdrop of a health system that is not robustly working. Now, the other thing also is the danger that they are containing COVID-19 in schools. Yet nothing has been suggested for young people aged between 10 and 18 who are actually found in schools. How are they going to contain it without doing anything to that particular population? So it takes a strategy for them to say that they are working very hard to contain COVID-19 from getting into schools. So one of the things that one person would ask is how many schools were tested? How many people were tested for them to come out with that? There is no 100% testing going over a week, over 2 weeks or a month. And that alone may actually tell us that there is some COVID-19 hidden somewhere. They are missing certain cases within that. So going forward again, the aim to have vaccinated everybody by 2021 at the end of the year, I don't see this happening. The number of people who have been vaccinated over a long period that we have gone through, comparing it to the short period that has remained, has shown that the government is far from achieving that target. And there are two problems that are related to this non-achievement of the target. One is education of the people. The people were not clearly educated about this COVID-19 vaccination. And people are just being told to come and get injected without any education, without any convincing. And that is needed as a precursor to a vaccination program. And we need to have, I will always say that, a working public health surveillance system that should be working with the Ministry of Health to help them try and work with communities at community level. And there is need for more mobile clinics to reach out to people whom we know cannot afford transport from deep in the rural areas, in Buhera, in Cholocho. They can't come to the treatment centers. All this has not been done, and the government is saying that they will have vaccinated 10 million people. That's totally a dream, and there's need for serious work to be done if they are realize this.
Thank you, Dr. Nyashano. Maybe just a reminder, we heard on November 2, Acting Minister of Health and Child Care, Minister Amon Murwira, who told journalists then that the country had so far managed to vaccinate 38% of the population, and also they announced that it was starting to vaccinate Zimbabwe's teenagers over the age of 16 against COVID-19. I think that is what you are also talking about. But the question is, have they started, or these were just plans to vaccinate? Let's also bring in Mr. Tawanda Jokora, who is the FDC Alliance Chairman for North America. Jokora, to gamchira mushirongwa chedu.
Makadi muri ya Zimbabwe, makadi mkoma Jonga, makadi mkoma Tunga, makadi Dog, ku UK yuko.
Tiri wapenyu. Tiri kuzwanya kuti Zimbabwe iri kutarisira kubaya vanhu 10 million panopera gore. Uye tiri kuona kuti chirwere cheCovid-19 chiri kudzikira muvanhu. Zvii zvamungataura?
Ndirikuona hurumende iri kuvata nezamu mukanwa. Iri kupinda mumagumbeze nekuti vari kufunga kuti chirwere chadzikira. Asa handifungidzira kuti ndozvinofanira kunge zvichiita hurumende. Tinofanira kuramba tichishanda nesimba, vachishanda nevanhu, pachiitwa zvinoita kuti vanhu vakawanda vasazofe, kana kuti tikadzoka futi chine rimwe simba, kukauya fourth wave nyika inenge yakagadzirira. Tarisai muone zviri kuitika muno muAmerica. Even though manumbers adzika zvakanyanyisa, hurumende yemuno haisi kurara nezamumukanwa. Havasi kutorara, vari kutoramba vachitotaura kuti ngatiitei zvakati, ngatirambei tichizvidzivirira. Mukaona izvozvo vari kutotaura nezve another booster shot, yemamwe mabooster akaitwa kare, nekuti vari kuziva kuti chirwere chinogona kudzoka chakadaro. Vari kupindawo zvakare muvana vezvikoro, vachinobaya vana vezvikoro. Mumabasa omu tiri kugara tichinyorerwa matsamba kuti rambai muchitarisa nyaya yeCovid-19 muchitevedzera zvose zvakataurwa neCDC. Asi isu kuZimbabwe tiri kutoona kuti zvinhu zvacho zvatongova zinyeke-nyeke. Saka zvinhu zvakadaro izvozvo zvinenge zvisingakurudzirwe. Totarisawo zvakare pamanumbers. The government gave itself a target. It's the one that gave itself. It said it was going to achieve about 10 million vaccinations by the end of the year. Now they are just over 2 million. To us, that's a failure. If you look by any means assessing improvement or assessing what a government is doing, you want 10, and you are on 8 out of 10. If you get 8 million out of 10 million, that's very good. Indandiri teacher ita ibva tatonyora kuti wagonesa mwana wangu kana ta iri rondedzero. Ukasvika pa 7 out of 10 ndizvozvo. Ukasvika pa 6 out of 10 tinoti ha ramba uchiita sei uchiwedzera. Ukasvika pa 4 out of 10 watadza. Ukasvika pa 2 out of 10 panova ndopane hurumende yedu iri kutaura iyo kuti iri kuda 10 million. But iko zvino vari pa 2 million. Ndokunonzi kukoniwa ikoko. Kana kuri kumaka, inenge iritori fail. Watadza, tangisa futi. Kana muri muchikoro. Saka, we have missed our targets by so much. And we as a government, or as the ZANU-PF government, they should be sitting down and making assessments as to where everything went wrong, so that they begin to improve as we go into the new year.
Mhm. Liyamuzwa ke uyakhuluma lapho ubaba uZokora owe MDC Alliance uthi hayi indlela uhulumende ephethe ngayo udaba lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ikakhulu udaba lokuhlaba abantu. Ayi ukhanya uyehluleka ngoba wayeshilo ukuthi kusiyafika umpalakazi ukhangelela ukuthi abe esehlabe abantu abangu-10 million ukuze afeze lokho kuthiwa i-head immunity. I-head immunity lokhwana ukuthi abantu abaningi babe sebehlatshiwe umkhuhlane ungasayingozi ebantwini. Kodwa kathesi ngokutsho kukababa uZokora sokuhlatshwe abantu just over 2 million, in fact about 3 million, 2.7 million asebethole amajekiseni omabili, then asebehlatshwe eyakuqala i-3.5 million. Ngokunjalo uZokora uthi yena wayengumbalisi nxa kuyukuthi uyamaka uhulumende on i-performance yakhe kudaba lokuhlaba abantu engampha 2 kuphela out of 10, i-2 out of 10 i-fail nxa ungumntana esikolo. Ngokutsho ke kukababa uZokora lapho silomunye njalo umhlonitsha wethu lapha ubaba uWitness Dube. Isikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT. Baba Dube, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga uMthethe ilelwa laaa asehlelo phambili.
Ye, siyabonga Dube. Besikhuluma ngodaba lwe-COVID-19 lapha, kodwa asingeneni ke edabeni olumqoka tiphinde imumsoro wenyaya. Nyaya inoba ikubviswa kwaba Mugabe pachigaro 4 years ago, as we mark 4 years this week. Ibaba Dube, ibakhona ikakhulu abezanu PF abathi uMnangagwa siyasto wathi engena wapromise ama-clinics ezempilakahle wathi uzazilungisisa. Udaba lwemsebenzi, umnotho, abezanu bathi uhamba kuhle kwizithembiso zakhe, kodwa abanye bathi akula lutho lukhona lapha. Lina likubona njani 4 years on esengenile embusweni?
Into esekugeni nje ukuthi agadiswa imishina yahlaba yayilokiduma ndawonye.
Dube, i-connection yakho iyaxega. Angazi ukuthi ungaphuma, ngicela uphume uzame ukungena futhi
ulinkeumeleyoiganditaizinsungariganditekufonela WhatsApp kana zvichiita ndowafonera pafoni.
Okay, all right, mko.
Okay. Regaitone kuzvinoita here vadhube, asi chimboidzai zvakare kugadzirisa.
Yebo, bengimbuzile lapho ubaba uDube ukuthi ibona njenge-MDCT bakubona njani, bayibona njani i-performance kababa uMnangagwa. Ubengakatsho okuningi kodwa ngizwe esithi sagadiswa. Ngazi Dube sithi sagadiswa indizamtshini amahlanga khonapho kumbe befuna ukuthini, kodwa hhayi uzaphenduka ubaba uDube azikhulumele. Asikwazi ukumkhulumela ngoba akalona idlozi. While we are trying to get Mr. Dube, ndimbozoka kwamuri vaZokora, 4 years on, tiri papi imanje kana chitarisa zvakavimbiswa nemutungamiri wenyika vaMnangagwa zvese?
4 years on, we are 4 years back. We are worse off than where we were in 2017. As you can see, ZANU-PF under Emmerson Mnangagwa has managed to complete the ruralization of all the urban cities in Zimbabwe. We are now having boreholes in the cities. We are now using candles and marambi in the cities instead of having electricity and instead of having tapped water. That is now the situation of Zimbabweans We are now suffering more than we were suffering. We need to change the meaning of the word or the definition of the word suffering, because we are really suffering. We are the, you know, most impoverished country in the world, despite all the riches we have, all the minerals we have. Emmerson Mnangagwa presiding since 2017, there has been no marked improvement at all. When people marched in November, they marched as Zimbabweans, and we thought we were doing it for the country, we were doing it for the improvement of our livelihoods. But that has not been the case. With ZANU-PF, which led the coup, did it not for the people of Zimbabwe, as we are seeing. We are seeing that they did it for themselves so that they could get positions, so that they could enrich themselves, so that they could loot the country the way they are looting the country, as we are all seeing. And this is the reason why President Chamisa, when he's addressing people, when he's addressing leaders, he says, Isu VMDC Alliance. Tinoita zveugaro hwevanhu, hatiiti zvezvigaro. Takaona isusu zvezvigaro zvichiitwa neZANU-PF pana 2017. Vakapinda, vakatora, vakabvisa ZANU, vakabvisa Mugabe. Tichifunga kuti vari kuzviitira vanhu bodo, vaiitira kuti vawane zvigaro, vawane mabiro. Tarisai muone masoja ese akashanda pakuu yakaitwa iyoyo, vese vakapiwa zvigaro, kutanga nemukuru wavo chaiye chaiye, vachiwenga vanga vari kuami. Vakabva pavakangopinda vakabva vapiwa chigaro chihombe nevamwe vese vari muami vanga vari koko, makolonial vese vakapromotwa vakaiswa majeneral, kusanganisira nemwana waMnangagwa chaiye chaiye, akatokwirawo izvozvi atokumusorosoro ikoko. Saka tiri kuona kuti takaitiswa sevana veZimbabwe. Takati isusu ngatiitei, ngatibvisei vaMugabe, tiri pamwe chete, kwete semapato, asi sevana veZimbabwe. Nekuti vanhu vamakaona vachipinda mumugwagwa muya, hakuna anga akapfeka zvitsvuku, hakuna anga akapfeka zveyero, hakuna anga akapfeka zveZANU-PF. Vana veZimbabwe vaitsvaga kuti vazvibvise pavanga vaiswa navaMugabe neZANU-PF. Mhosho huru yatakaita, takafungidzira isu kuti tikabvisa vaMugabe tagadzirisa nyaya hombe, asi hazvisirizvo zvakaitika. Chataida kubvisa, kubvisa sistimu yese, nembwa dzayo, nembwa dzayo nekatsi dzayo, ndo zvaifanira kunge zvakaitika. Saka tiri kuona kuti isusu hapana chatakaita nekuisa vaMnangagwa, nekuti vaMnangagwa vanga vaita mukana wakanakisa wekuti pavakapinda, nekuti ndo zvataitarisira kuti kana pavanhu vabviswa vanenge vari kubava ana Mugaba, poita transitional authority inoita kuti muZimbabwe miite ma free, fair and credible elections after a coup. And this is what is recommended everywhere in the world, that there is a transitional authority that paves way for a civilian government in any country that has had an unfortunate experience of experiencing a coup. And that's what the people marched for. That's what the people thought Emmerson Mnangagwa was going to do. But as soon as he got in, he forgot about the people. He forgot about the people that marched, and he made it his own thing. He made it his ZANU-PF thing. Vakatanga kutaura kuti chinhu chedichi, chinhu chedichi. Losing a great opportunity of uniting a divided country. Losing a great opportunity of bringing together people who could run the country, people who could have helped the country, you know, to get out of the doldrums of poverty that we are experiencing today. So, takaiti iskwa sevana veZimbabwe.
Maita vadzokora, thank you so much. Tiri kuita dambudziko nenhare mbozha yava Witness Dube vemDCT. Ndofunga network pavari iri kunetsa, asi ticharamba tichivaedza nokuti ataedza kuti tichive kufonera neWhatsApp. Still connection iri kungoiti puwa. Asi zvisinei, tisata tarisira kuti vaDube vachapinda pamwe chete navasimba mavhaza veZANU-PF, tomboenda kuna Dr. Nyashanu kuti munotiwo tichitarisa makore mana ekunge hurumende yavaive mutungamiri wenyika vaMugabe yabviswa, tichitarisawo imi kwamuri senyanzvi mune zveutano tikatarisawo kudivire utano iroro. Dr. Nyashana.
Mukoma, ndikubate muromo vanyashanu vasati vapinda. I've managed to call Vaduve directly, saka regai tivaise pamhepo. Nomuzana Dube, siya kwamukela kuhle.
Yebo baba, ngithemba liyangizwa.
Yeah, ayiso kungcono. Ubusa zama ukuphendula bembuzile mina ukuthi 4 years on after ukuginqulwa kwaMgabe Libutho, siyazi umnankakwa wathembisa lokhu lalokhu ya. Ungathi singaphi manje?
Nemkhathi mina kuyafanana nje lokuthi wayesigadisa ifrematshina yamashanga eyabantwana bedlala amatope. Ufana nomuntu owayesidlalisa amatope isiphisa ukudla kwenhlabathi. Okokuthi ngasho kufika indlala yeqiniso, sokumele siqalise ukuzibona ukuthi asilakho ukudla, sokumele siqalise ukudinga ukudla. Kuyadanisa kakhulu ukuthi abantwana beZimbabwe bautana ngoNovemba 2017 besithi bona bazikhipha eGibhithe, sabutana sonke senza into esasingazake siyenze, sizitshela ukuthi mhlawumbe lokho kuzaletha utshintsho kwezomkhonomi, ama-foreign investors abuye, atshali imali babuye, silungise amakhampani, izinto zilunge ezikole, abantwana kufunda kungenambata le least primary school njalo kube khona ezempilakahle ezingcono kulalokhu esikubonayo. Into nje eziningi eziphathelane nezimpilo zabantu ezalandiswayo sisiyakhipha uMgabe, akukho nje okutheni okubambekayo esingathi siyakubona njengelizwe. Kodwa imuntu kunanzelela ikakhulu kathesi ungakhangela uDlame olwenzakala kiyo iZanu PF ngokwayo besenza structures abo ukulwisana abakwenzayo, ukulimazana abakwenzayo, nokuswela impendulo phezu kwalokho okwenziwa yiyo iZanu yakhona, kuyasitshengisela ukuthi mhlawumbe sibuyela emuva ekutheni sesibuyela kusiko lonaleliyana elodlame esade silibalekela esaqalisa ukuthi mhlawumbe sibone sokungcono ngo-2018 bese ne-constitution entsha. Kodwa lokho kwenzakala kuzalo kuyadingisela kubona kulo mthelela ukuthi umthetho olubuyayo ungahle lubuyele kilo siko lonaleyana lokukhiphana amehlo, lokubulalana, lokutshayana, olokutshiselana ezindlini, ngoba sokuqalisile kibo ngaphakathi njalo ukukhokheli bakhona kukhanya kawula mpendulo yokuthi kugone njani, kugone njani udlame lolu lwenzakala kuzanupf. So ngamafitshane nje ayikho into ethe yenziwa izalo kusukela ukukhitshwa kwaMgabe, kodwa lokho akutsho ukuthi uMgabe wayengcono, akutsho ukuthi uMgabe wayengenza ngcono kulayena lokhona. Ibandla iZanu PF isiko labo liyafanana, ukwenza kwabo kuyafanana. Kumele nje abantwana beZimbabwe sisukume sikhethe ubukhokheli bethu sibakhiphe ezikhundleni.
Kodwa Dube abezano nxa bekhuluma bathi kunenga sebekwenzile, bakhuluma ngemgwaqo e-Bed Bridge ngaphi ngaphi, bathi uyasebenza umnankakwa kadlali.
Bakhuluma ngemgwaqo abayilungisisayo, hathi abayilungisa. Ukulungisisa ulutho nokulungisa kuthini? Imgwaqo evele ilungiswa ngamakhiwa akudala. Abacande imgwaqo yabo egangeni emitsha, yikuthi bona abantu bezano bebazifundisa ukuthi babeke esingathi ngama-standards aphansi, babe le nkangelelo ephansi kakhulu. Sifisa ukuthi nathi njengabantwana bezintathu simane nje siqakezele into ezincane ezingatsho lutho. Ziningi indawo ezingazake zibe letara okumele bebazilungise. Ungahamba emakhaya uyadana kakhulu njalo uyaphelwa zimota, ivilo naleli eliphelileyo thina njengebandla besisenkayi. Umgwaqo wenkayi ufile, ngeke kube le moto engahamba mhlawumbe inyanga ezintathu, nxa ingahamba sibili mavini wonke iphile. Imigwaqo ifile, bona balungisa khonokho okusemehlweni okwa-Bed Bridge Road ngoba yikho kuhamba amarola kwesiye South Africa mhlawumbe. Kodwa abantu imigwaqo esiyihambayo khathesi isikhathi sezulu siyenza, abantu bazabona imoto azikhukhulwa, abantu bazabe belala ngaphetsheya kwama-bridge okwamalanga nxa imvula ingehlanga. So akula nje into eyizani phefe yenzileyo
Siyabonga Dube eqhubeka ubambile bari kutaura apo vaDube mkoma jehazi hapana chiripo chaitwa navamunangagwa panzi makumbo enyoka chete takakwidzwa ndege yemashanga. Back to you Dr. Nyashanu ijonganga bvunza mvunzo. I know kuti there were those banners, I'm sure makamaona vamunangagwa vachipinda pa chigaro. Mabana zacho was promising to resuscitate Nyaze health care, kugazira zvipatara and so forth. I'm sure Jonga is trying to get vamavaza veZANU PF, but while he's doing that, what's your rating of Mnangagwa's performance as a doctor when it comes to health care delivery?
The healthcare delivery in Zimbabwe is terrible, to say the least. From a public health perspective, Zimbabwe health system is now a grave. And I have experienced the personal grief of people who actually experienced some illnesses that we thought can actually be dealt with at primary health level. But these people passed away. Unfortunately, I do not have those relatives. And it's a sorry sight. And looking at the health system crumbling like that, we now we don't have any organized hospitals that can take charge of complicated issues in any district. Harare Hospital, Parere Nyato Hospital, Mupilo Hospital are a shadow of themselves at the present moment. You get in there, there is no medication. The health, the professionals are making their way for greener pastures. And there is nothing that has been invested. What we have seen since the coming of Mnangagwa into power is the sprawling up of unexplained millionaires against a very poor backdrop in the country. And this undoubtedly has sucked a lot of wealth that should have been used to cushion the health system. More to that, what you see is that they do not use craft literacy or craft competence to implement or make their policies. They appoint each other on positions where they do not have enough information. Who is the Minister of Health? What has been done about organizing the health surveillance system, the public health surveillance system? It is not about defending a system at this point in time, but it is to appraise a government that has done completely nothing for the past 4 years. Instead, we have seen a deterioration in the health system. And that's not only the health system. The health system is tied to the infrastructure. They boast of a road that runs from Harare to Beitbridge. Who uses that at community level? When you are in politics, it is about upholding the poor from where they are to be in a place where they are living better. And what we have seen is that road only. It's a shadow of itself. It has contributed nothing to the unemployment rate of more than 94%. Young people who have graduated over 10 years from universities have never worked, and their education has been eroded. And I don't think they are able to actually implement the skills that they have actually learned over the past 10 years. These youngsters need re-education to upskill what they had actually learned. And this is criminal for a government to do this to a generation. This is a death sentence that is being done by a political mafia. I'm talking as a professional. This is terrible.
Thank you, Dr. Nyashanu. And we are now joined by Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU PF. Good evening and welcome, Dr. Mavaza.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, viewers. Dr. Nyashanu, how are you and everybody else?
You are clearly on the cross. You are being crucified here, Dr. Mavaza. As is ZANU PF, 4 years after kupindura kwa Mugabe, nothing has happened. Things are getting worse. Hapana zviri kuitwa navamunangagwa.
Right. I've heard my brother speaking, and the other brother, I forgot his name. But you see, there is a problem when people always want to look for problems where there is no problem. The new dispensation had done a lot of development for Zimbabwe and for every Zimbabwean at the individual level and at a national level. To start with, the new dispensation took over a government which had a number of financial problems. Things were just tough. And Mnangagwa, in less than a year, he had put back electricity back, he had put everything back to normal. And our money, our bond has become a bit stable, and we still we can still get our money in the bank now. And food is full in the supermarkets, in the shops, everywhere. And again, I marvel at my brother's Nyashanu's ignorance on the roads network in Zimbabwe. The road from Harare to Bedbridge is one road. We've got a road from Harare to Bulawayo. It's under construction. It's now beyond the Gweru. We've got the road from Harare to Mutare. It has already been done. We are in the process of doing the roads between Harare and Mount Darwin. So the roads are being rehabilitated. The roads in the towns, the town was full of potholes, which has been caused by the MDC-led council. But now things have gone a bit better. Roads are being rehabilitated, and everything is happening according to what has been promised. Yes, we are facing challenges here and there because we cannot just turn the fortune of Zimbabwe just like that. Yes, there are difficulties, but we are getting there, and people are getting better. And let me tell you, our health system has become one of the best in Southern Africa. It has changed dramatically and tremendously. So we should appreciate that Zimbabwe is not where it was in 2017 or 2016. Zimbabwe has gone a bit better and far much better. You see, there is a difference when we talk of the changes of Zimbabwe and political changes. People come here for political gains, but the reality is, let's look at what has been done. Forget about politics. Mnangagwa has done the best anybody could see. We have got so many hospitals, Dr. Nyashanu, in case you have not been to Zimbabwe in a long time, which have been renovated. Harare Hospital, which is now Salim Mugabe Hospital, has been renovated. It is now, the beds have been replaced. There is a lot of facelift in that hospital. When we got into the pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic, within few months, we built hospitals, wards, which could only deal with coronavirus cases and with COVID cases. You look at Wilkins Hospital, it has been developed and made 3-4 wards, big wards for COVID. In Shurugwi, we had a very big hospital which was built for COVID. Look at each and every hospital around. Yes, we had a few problems along the way. The problem of doctors and nurses leaving Zimbabwe. I think if you remember, the world has become a global village. People are leaving their countries. You will be amazed on how many Britons, the British people, are out of Britain. Millions. Not because Britain is doing badly, but every human being is not satisfied with the area he is. The grass looks greener on the other side of the fence. But in other words, people go away. But what you should notice, Jonga and too, is that people are coming back home. People are now planning to go and settle back to Zimbabwe. That means things are changing, and the political landscape has changed. There is no longer the vindictiveness which we used to see. People are not disappearing. People are not being beaten up on political violence. Things have changed. Human rights respect in Zimbabwe has gone so well that even the Kimberley Diamonds is actually given Zimbabwe the vice presidentship to show that our diamonds are no longer black.
Dr. Mabaza, let me interject there. You are talking about the political space opening up, becoming tolerant, and you're also talking about people not disappearing and human rights being, observed. But yes, the MDC will clearly disagree with you because we saw a day or two before in Kai, Chamisa was there campaigning, and they are saying they were blocked by AK-47 holding police officers together with ZANU-PF, something which say happened also in Masvingo and elsewhere in the past few days. And also, we still have people clearly being arrested for what some would call flimsy and vindictive charges, like the charges of insulting President Emmerson Mnangagwa, something that we saw frequently happening under Mugabe. A few days ago, a police officer was arrested for telling ZANU-PF that Ikayawora and that President Mnangagwa is clearly out of his depth. He cannot fix the economy. Someone would say, clearly, there hasn't been a shift there in terms of human rights. How do you respond?
The first point you need to look at, let me start with the last thing you've said. The police officer being involved in political activities, it is a breach of his own terms of employment under the Police Act. If a police officer goes out in public to campaign for or against a government, that police officer is in breach of the Police Act.
And except though, he could have been charged under that, except he is being charged with insulting the person of the president.
Yes, that's another crime again. That what you must understand is that if the crime is still there, if the crime has not been changed, it's not changed by the president, but by parliament. If it has not gone into parliament to scrap such laws, the laws become effective. They remain there, even if the government changes 10 times, even if Chamisa becomes the president. The law, unless it is changed, it remains effective. But who does change the law? It's the parliament. I want you to realize that the parliament is not ZANU-PF prerogative. The parliament has MDC members. They've got ZANU-PF members. They've got Mwanzora's members. They've got Temba, the independent, and a number of opposition members who are in parliament. There is not even one day, Gibbs, one day at all where somebody came up with a proposal in parliament to say we want to remove the laws protecting the person of the president. Even the MDC MPs, they've kept quiet. There are so many laws which should be changed, but
lawyers, again, you know, I'm interjecting so that we keep this conversation flowing because of the points that you are raising. Lawyers, though, Dr. Mabaza, say that that law doesn't exist anymore. That is why no one has ever been convicted of insulting the person of President Mnangagwa.
No. I think you are taking it wrong. The law which they claim does not exist anymore, it is the laws which were under poster, under the publishing falsehoods. But the issue of insulting the president, that law has never changed. And we are saying here, we cannot only look at ZANU-PF and blame them for that law. MDC has never sponsored such law to be removed. And how many times have they been in parliament? Since the law was put up, they'd never come up and said that law must be removed. They only come on the press and start arguing. if a political party must be known to sponsor motions of bad laws to be removed. MDC has never done that. Why? Because they want to use it themselves when they come into power. What I'm saying here, talking like a lawyer, I'm saying the MDC as a party is letting its own people down. And it is actually has done more harm to Zimbabwean political space than ZANU-PF. Because they are the ones who are supposed to come up. You should be saying today, MDC put up the case in parliament and they lost. They don't understand. But they didn't. They didn't try at all. They were supposed to canvass among other MPs to say, listen, I know you're a ZANU-PF MP, but we've got this motion. Can we reach a compromise? They can do that. There are deals which are made in parliament. But MDC has never raised a single deal. Even the electoral reforms you guys want to talk about, MDC has never come into parliament and put and table a motion on those. They only go to the Western world and ask for sanctions based on those issues. But these are the issues where they can follow the due process of parliament. So I'm simply saying here, the political landscape has changed fully. What is not changed is the legal system, which has to be sponsored by anybody. Any MP could come up and raise a motion to say this must be removed, and people would debate it, and it can be taken to the public to debate it, and then the parliament would vote. But if it's not done that way, you cannot blame ZANU-PF. You cannot blame
thank
the
you.
President.
Thank so, you, the, thank you, the, Dr. Mavaza, Liamuzu Mavaza, Lapo, uthi hayi imithetho le yokubotshwa kwabantu ngoba bekuthi abathethe uMnangagwa kumbe umongameli welizwe imithetho emele yesulwe yiparliament uthi abeMDC abakaze bakwenze lokho abakaze bathi come up with that initiative eParliament but ngo-2013 many will remember that the Constitutional Court script umthetho okhuluma ngegoku undermine kuka mongameli but lawyer this is a legal issue by the way lawyers say that law was scrapped in 2013 when Mugabe was still in power but it's still being enforced again that's a legal argument there and I am not a lawyer we are not lawyers here, but let's go to Ubaba Udzokora. Vazokora manzwa va mavaza vachi taura. Pindirai tinsu. Vazokora, can you unmute yourself? I cannot hear you.
And so tichichiru wetika, wazi kuno ku Vazokora was muted. But I was
Kana vachinzi kwa maybe
Vadwe
fone ya dona, but regai ndi watu wage futi tinzwe.
Yeah, na kutie jenji nema minutes kumi kuti tinzwe kuti wanga tichi. Dr. Nyashano taura.
Zino neta zukuru, zino taura na ama vaza, zisi zunzwe chokwadi. Zunzwe tinofana kuiliona zunzwe kuenda pa chokwadi. Iye zino tikatarisa Mzimbabwe. MDC ine ma MPs akabviswa zviri kunze kwemutemo apo pavari kutaura kuti kwanzi MDC dai yadai ndo zvinhu zvekutanga zvinoratidza kuti there is no clear political space in Zimbabwe above that going on to health systems that he has actually been talking about upgrading a building has nothing to do with the treatment. That's one thing that Dr. Mavaza needs to know and his cohorts of ZANU-PF. When you upgrade a building at Mupilo Hospital, there is a lot that needs to be done from a public health, from a health perspective. And that can only be done by professionals, which are not respected in ZANU-PF school of thought. I was talking about the Minister of Health. Who is the Minister of Health today? What plans have been put in health today? And that is a complete failure of a party. And those are the things that we look for when we are saying, does this political party meet what people need? And in health, we have a lot of people who are living with chronic conditions who are not accessing medication at the moment. And this is a sorry sight. For your own information, Dr. Mavaza, I am a specialist of health strengthening systems in developing countries, both lower and upper income countries. And I know what I'm talking about. Zimbabwe has actually gone down from where it was. It's one of the worst and poor countries in terms of its robustness with health systems. And I have worked in a place. Can you keep quiet? I kept quiet to listen to you. This is okay. What you learn in
Zambia. Dr. Nyashan.
Yes. Going forward, it's not about parroting things which are empty. I'm talking from a professional perspective. I have actually worked in Africa to strengthen health systems in Uganda, in South Africa, and in other parts of Africa. And I still do that work as a researcher. But what I can tell you about Zimbabwe has actually shifted from where it was. Zimbabwe used to be a case study of developing countries in terms of how it organized its health systems. But all has gone now, and it has gone worse in the past 4 years because of poor craft literacy and poor craft competence in passing policies and both implementing them. And this has not been challenged because there are no political structures that respect the will of the people.
Thank you, Dr. Nyashano Regaiti. Vadzokora vanenge vakukwanisa kuti tivanzwe. Tinodzoka kwamuri, Dr. Mavaza. Vadzokora, pindurai mamuchida kutaura pai.
Yes, ndambotaura Dr. Mavaza vasati vapo kuti ZANU PF has managed to complete the ruralization of all the urban cities of Zimbabwe. And I'm seeing here Dr. Nyashan is talking about the health sector. Myself, as a teacher who has taught in Zimbabwe, in Botswana, in South Africa, and here in the United States of America, before I retired from the teaching field, let me talk about the teachers in Zimbabwe. Ever since Emmerson Mnangagwa, because this is what we are talking about, came in 2017, he has managed to make the teachers worse than any other country that you can think of. Teachers in Zimbabwe are the worst
renumerated. Doctor,
maybe we should go to Vaduve. We have him now. Mnumzana Duve si Kribanje Ushelo Lapa. Siyazi ama-campaign seqalisile labezano labo bathi abantu kumele babavotele ngoba sebedilivile. They are the future. Ubaba uMnangagwa nguye yedwa olekhono lokulungisisa ilizwe lokuqhubekisela ilizwe phambili abantu baphumelele. Sigqiba nje uhlelo ungathini ngamazwi akho okugcina ngalolu daba.
Thina njengebandla le-MPCP esiwuqakathekisayo ngalesi sikhathi ukuthi singafuni ukubukiswa ngezinto zabantu sibe ngabaqeqeshi bokukhulumela ukuthi abantwana beZimbabwe bafika yilokhu lalokhu lalokhu. Asihlanganiseni amakhanda njengabantwana beZimbabwe. Khonokuyane sakwenza ngo-2017 isikhipho ogale. Siyakwanisa ukuthi siwenze kathesi sihlaleni phansi sixoxisane ukuthi ukhetho lwethu kumele silwenze njani. Sixoxisane ukuthi into esifuna ukuthi ziqakatheke kuhulumende kathesi kusukela kathesi singakayifika ekhethweni. Sixoxisane ngokuthi ama-reforms lawo esikhuluma ngawo kumele siwahambise njani ukuze athole isikhathi sokuthi aye pasa ephalamende ukhetho lungakafiki. Ngakho into eqakathekileyo ukuthi sihlanganise ikhanda sake sakwenza amakhanda sake sakwenza sikhiphe umgabe kumele siwenze kathesi singa singabalekelani ngokutshiyana kwethu ngoba esikukhangeleyo sonke ukuthi ilizwe lethu aliphumeleli esikukhangeleyo sonke ukuthi abakhokhelayo bekodwa akula nto abakwamuthi bayenze njalo ku-opposition kulabantu abalemibono etshiyeneyo abanye bacabanga ukuthi na singaphethisa singahlala kuphethisana singaphumelela abanye bacabanga ukuthi na singahlala sidoya singaphumelela kodwa thina njengebandla le-MPC siyakubonisa okuningi kwakhona sesikuzamile kwehluleka asike sizameni indlela yokuphakale phansi eyaphumelela e-Lancaster eyaphumelela ku-unity government ka-1987 eyaphumelela ngo-2008 kwakuthangela yethu kwesitoli ukuthi akuze ayezizameni ukuthi sizibuke sihlale ngo-2017 khona sizibuta kakhulumisana kusaqhuba le ndlela eyaphana ukuthi ikhiphe umkhaza asike sihlangane silwise iintuko zabantwana bezimbabwe sisonke njengabantwana bezimbabwe.
Siyabonga Dube umnumzana Witness Dube isikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT elikhokelwa ngomnumzana Douglas Monzora. Hanzi ingati kurukurei mkoma je hanzi nyika inobudira chete kana vanhu vakataurirana kwete kudzipana pauro.
Dr. Mavaza makundinzwa here? Dr. Mavaza vacho havasi kunzwikwawo futi.
Vadzokora varipo vanga vachida kupindura papa.
Dr. Mavaza, edzai tinzwa.
Ndakukunzwai manje manga makandimuta.
Okay.
Right. Ndine vakawanda kupindura manje kanongoita
chiva ndinozi nguva kwasara 3 minutes saka ndoda kuti mungoti ga 1 minute 30.
Right, in 1 minute ndati mungoti ngonzwisa Dr. Nyashani ndambudzoka round rekuti havana kubobvira vasevenza muZimbabwe vakasedza kuUganda kuSouth Africa nemuno uyezve vanotarisa Zimbabwe nemaziso emahandlers awo avatarisa Zimbabwe the way it is and therefore he only sees the problem because the spectre is putting on our debt.
Pindurai mbudzo wangu mofu wekuti zvanzi navadhube nyika iroda nhaurirano vanhu vashande pamwe 30 seconds because nguva dzapera.
Dambudziko rine opposition yese nderekuti vakakundwa maelections vakada kutaurirana nyika inoda elections and kana tina elections we win kana tawina we rule kana tisina kuwina tinotaurirana kana tichinge taita izvezvo zvekuti panoda JNU but kana pasina JNU we don't just have a JNU because maruza we cannot reward the losers in any way so MDC must forget.
Maita Dr. Mavaza vadzokora 30 seconds munoti nenyaya yekunzi paitwe nhaurirano muZimbabwe.
Nhaurirano ndo zvagara zvichitaurwa naPresident Chamisa pese pavanotaura vanotaura kuti ngatigarei pasi sevana veZimbabwe titaurirane asi muhurumende medu tine President Nzinzinzi vasingateerere vasinganzwe zvichemo zvevanhu kana zvichemo zvinenge zvichitaurwa nevamwe vanhu. President Chamisa is ready to speak to Emmerson Mnangagwa, but Emmerson Mnangagwa has been continually refusing. And just to comment out...
Oh. 30 seconds, Dr. Nyashano. Munoti, Dr. Nyashano, wari, ndikatone wari, pamute, taura itunze, Dr. Nyashano.
Yes, I just think the present government needs to reform itself and actually talk through with the people and implement rules and regulations that respect the electorate, the people of Zimbabwe, and they should know that they were elected to serve the people of Zimbabwe, not to accumulate power and abuse it.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashano. Ntungamiri ndinogara ndichitaura naburu wangu Chris Gande achichema kuti dai pachiiswa extra time pazvirongwa zvedu zvatinge tiinazvo asi nenyaya yekuti hatisatanyoresa kuFIFA hatiwane extra time handitika.
Hongo ndizvo mukoma.
Ehe, saka yabva yasvika 1 hour yedu ga oneka zvako vateereri nekutenda vadare vatatinawo Ntunga.
Hayi siyabonga vakithi besikuhlelo lapha lwe-Live Talk sikhuluma lo baba uDr. Masimba Mavaza weZANU PF umnumzana Tawanda Dzokora we-MDC Alliance uDr. Nyashano ngudokotela UK besikhuluma ke ngodaba lokugenqulwa kukamgabe embusweni sesifikeke emaphethelweni lamhlanje ngolwesihlanu igama ngontungamile inkomo
tisingakanganwe wa Witness Dube mutauriri weMDCT ini ndini Jonga kandemiri ndoti rambai mutitsigira muzvirongwa zvinoteera bye bye.
Exactly, kasi xhasane bakithi liqhubeke lilalela umsakazo wenu lathi siyathembisa sizaqhubeka siliphakululela indaba ezimnandi suku ngosuku 7 days a week.